Friday, July 10th. Another in the lush and self-indulgent days of July that I promised myself. In the morning, I worked on the mail some. Then I had lunch with Mrs. Daly, the wife of Mayor Daly of Chicago, and her three sons, and Rebecca and Bobbitt and Linda. We're downstairs in the family dining room, the first meal I have had in this downstairs family dining room, while Lyndon and the mayor, they may or may not have had anybody else with them, were having a very good, I hope, business session upstairs in the second floor family dining room. Mrs. Daly is handsome, warm, healthy, attractive, and has a wonderful family. Rebecca and Bobbitt were glowing after the party last night. Mayor Daly has always been friendly to us. This fairly quiet week is a good chance to get to know him better before the hectic days of campaigning begin, if they begin. This was the third, I believe, of Lyndon's stag receptions on the second floor for the Latin American ambassadors, a small group, not over 20, some from the OAS. 5 or 6 from South American or Central American countries. Dean Russ, Tom Mann. And while he was doing it, I had Dorothy Redenberg Bush and her husband, Jack Bush, a member of the Interstate Commerce Commission, up on the second floor in the West Hall for a drink with me. Dorothy has been doing a labor of love for me. The needlepoint chair, which I had promised last August to make, for the dining room at Blair House. After doing a few inches of it, I began to look around for a good friend, had some marvelous offers, and turned it over to Dorothy several months ago. She had just called me up to say it was completed. Practically on the same day, I got in the mail a letter from Jane Wirtz saying that we needed to turn the chairs over to Blair House to be blocked and installed for the grand opening in September. Dorothy has been treasurer of the Democratic Party for lo these many years, and we had a pleasant hour of talk about politics ranging back to about 1940, of the women's role, and of Alabama, which was her home for many years, where she was born and raised. It was another quiet day. Dinner with Lyndon later, and early to bed. I've enjoyed some good reading this week. Finished Accident by Elizabeth Janeway. Fast-moving, light-reading, well-written. I'm now reading The Movable Feast by Ernest Hemingway about the days of his youth in Paris. Interspersed with The Rich Nations and the Poor Nations by Barbara Ward.